You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we come to the church, and we see here that the feast icon of the Theophany is still out. That means that we are continuing the feast. In fact, we continue in the feast until this coming Wednesday. The feast also of St. Vina, the Enlightener of Georgia, is the last day of the Feast of Theophany. Now, we talked about Theophany and what it means at the feast itself. It means God appears, and I think that's very important. And I don't think it's useful to repeat it here. It would be good, perhaps, if someone would like to learn more about that, you could listen to the sermon that we've already posted on the website. I think today it's good for us before the feast sort of runs away. And that will happen very quickly as we sort of allow the world to have its way with us, unfortunately, but that's something that we will talk about perhaps at another time. But I think we should really take a moment to reflect on the feast. Yes, the concept of God appears, Theophany, but also the Lord's baptism. You know, I think it's quite clear and obvious to all of us that the Lord himself did not need to be baptized. So he did this not for himself, but clearly for us. Now there's two things that are happening here, at least. There's many more, but let's just briefly touch on two things. One is the sanctification of matter, right? Jesus Christ goes into the water. The water is sanctified. The water becomes holy. Let's use that word because I think that's an important word for us. Holy. Set aside for a special purpose. Right? We don't take the Theophany water and put it onto the altar and bow down before it. We don't worship matter. But there are times when this is used to help us with our salvation. There are certain things that are set aside for a special purpose, if we use this definition of holiness, which we're going to, that are material. Holy water, which is for the sprinkling of homes and for drinking and for our health. There are buildings which are holy, which are set aside for a special purpose to be used for the church. Vestments, there are icons, there are books, there are all of these things that are set aside for a special purpose. And so it's important for us to understand there are things that God uses here, his material world, to further our spiritual lives. But, as I said, we don't worship matter, but matter can be holy. It can be something that is set aside for a special purpose. And for that we should thank God, because we are material. And in a way, we also have to be set aside for a special purpose. And the way that that happens is through baptism. We come into the church through baptism, and this is the second thing that is happening in the feast that I'd like you to sort of think about a little bit, and that is the Lord is baptized not for his sake, but for ours, to give us an example of what we should do, to emulate him, to follow him. And baptism is the principal way whereby people come into the church. Almost everyone comes to the church through baptism, and this is really important for us and something that we should reflect on. Now, very few of us probably know the day that we were baptized. Maybe we could look it up, but we probably don't have it off the top of our head unless we were baptized on one of the great feasts. Sometimes we will remember that. Or if we are a child, our parents will say, you know, we had you baptized on this day because it's a special day for our family. Okay, then you will remember. But most of us, many of us, won't remember off the top of our head what day we were baptized. So this feast is a very important milestone for us because it gives us the opportunity to think. It gives us the opportunity to reflect. It gives us the opportunity to consider what it means to be baptized, what it means to come into the church. And there is a very unfortunate and completely erroneous thought that With baptism comes the heavenly kingdom. If only it were so, brothers and sisters. You see, this is not at all true. Baptism is our path, is the door, opens the door that leads to the path that leads to the heavenly kingdom. So baptism is a beginning, not an end. But too often we treat it as an end. You'll hear people say, oh yes, I'm baptized. I haven't been to church for 50 years, but I'm baptized. Well, okay, that's true, you are, and that's not nothing. Because St. John of Kronstadt interestingly talks about the deep mystery of baptism and how it changes a person. It's as mysterious, it's as deep, it's as profound as the consecration of the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. It's something that's beyond our meager understanding to completely comprehend, yet we follow the practice that the Lord gives us in the feast, to be baptized and to be initiated in that way into the church. But what then is baptism besides just a beginning? Well, it's just that, brothers and sisters. It's a beginning, but a beginning to what? A beginning towards salvation. You see, baptism gives us the opportunity to tap into God's grace that can allow us to change, to transform. St. Paul talks about it, taking off the old man and putting on the new man. That's a pretty big change. And that's exactly what we are called to do, brothers and sisters. We are called to undergo a pretty big change. St. Paul talks about the old man and the new man. St. Athanasius the Great says, God became man so that man could become gods. Well, that's really something. That's even a little bit scary. You see, brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be transfigured. We are supposed to be transformed. We are supposed to engage in this process called theosis, where we become really the children of God. Not in name only, but really. Where we breathe and we think and we act and we walk just as Christ did on this earth. That, brothers and sisters, is the Orthodox concept of salvation. That's something pretty big. And that's something pretty awesome. And that's something pretty challenging. And I think we owe it to ourselves and to our children to engage that challenge and not to hide it and not to pretend that Christianity is just about morality. I will be the best, the best. The best what? Be the best repenter. That's what we need. Not to be some kind of outwardly perfect person whose inside is rotting. The outside is great. The structure that the church gives us is important. But it only is there so that we can transform the interior man, so that we can truly change. So brothers and sisters, when we think about baptism, that's what we should think about. Have I changed? Have I made an effort? Because it's not magic. It's not God throwing down lightning bolts at you. Change that one, change that one. We work together with God. It's called synergy. It's a very important concept. Synergy. We work together with God on our salvation. Only God can give it. But he's not going to give it while we're sitting on the couch. He's not going to give it if we are lazy, if we don't do anything. If we walk around saying, I'm baptized and therefore I don't have to do anything again. Or like one of the Arab priests told me, he tells his people, you need to go to confession. We don't have to, Father, we are Christ's cousins. What does it matter? Brothers and sisters, we have to go beyond the external. We have to get to the internal. And we have to challenge ourselves in that. And we have to challenge our children in that. They don't need to just be told, be good. That's the baseline. You can't be transformed while you're robbing a bank or murdering someone, but certainly you have to go higher than that. So brothers and sisters, on this day, as we are still celebrating the Feast of Theophany, of the Lord, for our sake, being baptized in the Jordan, let's reflect a little bit on where we are since our baptism. Whether that baptism was a couple years ago, whether that baptism was decades ago, or more than a century ago, whatever it is, let's reflect on where we are. Are we working with God? Are we engaging in synergy? Or are we working against God? Which, sadly, we have to say, is what we do most of the time. We love the idea of God's will as long as it doesn't impinge on ours. and as long as it agrees with ours. If God can have the wisdom to agree with us, then we are all about his will. But when he doesn't, then we struggle. And that's good. Because without struggle, there's no salvation. So brothers and sisters, let's decide that today will be a day, and every year we will do this. When the feast of the Lord's Theophany comes around, we will reflect. It'll be a milestone for us. It'll be a marker. It'll be a time when we think, okay, last time Father Gregory said that we should think about, where am I? How have I been working with God? Or am I working against God? And I can't answer for you. I can only answer for me. And I can say, I could do better. I need to do better. How much time do I have left in this life? I don't know. I might not make it home today. I probably will, but I might not. Nobody knows. Don't waste it. Don't let another theophany come saying, yeah, that theosis thing, that's kind of cool. We'll have to look into that next year or maybe in a few more years. Look into it yesterday. And don't just look into it, but engage it. Work with God for your salvation. He's there waiting. He wants to work with you. But you have to take that first step. Think of the prodigal son parable, brothers and sisters. The prodigal just stepped over the crest of the hill, and the father ran out to throw his arms around him and to fall on his neck, as it says. It wasn't just him. The Lord is also waiting for us. But we have to go over the hill. We have to take the first step. So brothers and sisters, let's challenge ourselves that this year, this 2016, will be the year when we don't just kind of sit back, but when we engage the Lord, the merciful Lord, and we work together with him for our salvation. If we do that, brothers and sisters, then 1 year from now, you'll be standing here in the church a different person, a better person, a more Christian person. And you will be thankful that you engaged with God in this great struggle. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.